Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Yitzhak Shom Reimuna in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our 10th installment on Thoughts on Shavuos. Just to think a little bit more about what it is to study God's Torah, there's a fascinating Gemara. The Gemara says that one of the first questions a person is asked after 120 years, we hope after 120 years, when he leaves this world and he's judged up in heaven, one of the first questions he's asked is, did he make sufficient time for the study of Torah? And the Gemara gives three different examples that might be held up to this person if his answer is not up to snuff. There's the example of Hillel, the famous Talmudic personality Hillel, that was extremely poor. And without going into great detail, the story goes that you used to have to pay to get into the study hall. Now they pay you to come to the study hall. But they used to have to pay to get into the study hall. And he didn't have the money. But he just, you know, climbed up on the roof and by the window, by the skylight, just to be able to hear a little bit. So if a person says, you know, I didn't have enough money to study Torah properly, he says, did you have less money than Hillel? Then sometimes there's a challenge. A person says, you know, I didn't have time. I had so much wealth. I had to manage my wealth. There was no time to study Torah. So the Gemara gives the example of Rabbi Elazar ben Charsom, who evidently was known as a very wealthy person, who also made great time for the study of Torah. And then another theoretical excuse is, you know, I was really bound up in my own desires and temptations. I would have loved to study Torah more, but I had all these desires to do other things and wasn't strong enough. So they give the example of Yosef. Yosef, the biblical character Joseph, who, when he was in Egypt, the wife of Potiphar, we're told, kept on making advances to him, and he had desires for her, and he overcame his desires. So what's the point? What's the point of that Gemara? Are we saying that every person could have been Hillel, that every person could be Yosef? Is that really true? It seems to be a very unrealistic statement. So Reb Chaim Shmulevitz makes an interesting point. He says, the point of that Gemara is, don't look at who you are, look at who you can be. If a person allows him or herself to be restrained by obstacles and challenges, there'll always be plenty of excuses for anything in life. The point isn't you could have been as great a scholar as Hillel. Probably not. But the point is, Hillel didn't allow himself to be stopped by the challenge of a situation. And so for all the examples given in that Gemara. So really, the question we have to begin to ask ourselves more is, are we stuck in the present, or are we gazing towards something in the future and how to get there? If we gaze towards the future and we have a real goal, even if it's not exactly clear what the goal is, but it's a goal of growth, then the obstacles are merely obstacles that can be surpassed. But if all I could do is look straight ahead of me, there's an obstacle in front of me, there's no hope. It brings to mind the beautiful story, I'm sure many of you know this, about Reb Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin, the famous figure, the Netziv. And he was a prolific writer. And after he finished a major set of commentary, he made a party to celebrate the fact. And he told a fascinating story at this party. I don't know if this story is true, but it's very famous. The more famous these things are, the more nervous I get. But allegedly, the story that he told was as follows, that when he was a young child, he actually was not applying himself to his studies at all. And his parents decided that, you know what, it's fine. We're not people of great means. We've been paying for him to have a private tutor, which was the normal way that young men studied in those days. It's not working. Let's stop wasting our money. And let's get him to be an apprentice and learn a craft. And he overheard them. And he came out quite agitated, and he begged for another chance, and he would really apply himself. And he said from that point on, he really did. And he said, imagine if he wouldn't have overheard that conversation. What would have happened? He would have been an apprentice. He would have learned a craft. No doubt been a wonderful human being. But he would have never tapped into his potential in scholarship. And the day would have come, he would have come up to heaven, and they would have shown him these sets of Sfarim, and they would have asked him, why didn't you write these books? He would have said, what do you mean, why didn't I write these books? When should I have written those books? And they would have told me, you could have done it. So he explained at this party that he was so emotional because he feels like it was only because of that traumatic experience that he had overhearing his parents when he was a young child that he was able to plug into this path that was that he was really destined for. And everyone's different. And the goal isn't to be the Netziv. The goal isn't to be Hillel. The goal isn't to be Yosef. The goal is to be us. But this idea of not just looking at the here and now, but asking ourselves when it's all said and done, what do we think they expected of us in heaven? And how close did we get? It's a very, very worthwhile thing to think about. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.